Section86.com.
How y'all doing? Welcome back to the Bootleg Asylum Radio Show.
Hello, and welcome to another edition of Creative Tragedy.
Of It Burns on IP, the only podcast around that talks about real country music.
Welcome to the Kiwani Sports League.
Welcome to Vertebreaker, your weekly insight into the world of professional wrestling and pop culture. Changing the world of podcasting.
After you get done jerking off, it kind of just looks like a little popsicle.
One show at a time. Insomnia approved.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I've been trying to tell this guy for like fucking a year and a half.
This is Zebulon Watley from Sons of Perdition, and you're listening to the Hank and Chain Show.
That wonderful introduction and our brand new theme song from the Sons of Perdition, welcome to another episode of the Hank and Chain Show, your Wednesday night internet home for great music. I am your host, Jared Morningstar, and I'm ready to bring you another 2 hours of outstanding tunes here on FlapDaddy.com. Aside from sports, which we will get to later, it hasn't been the most exciting week for national news. It has, however, been quite an exciting week for me and the show. Not only do we have a rather interesting new co-host tonight, but we are in the middle of Hank and Chains Week over on Section86.com as well. Our four previous episodes are being posted on Section 86 this week, so if you missed any of them or want to hear any of them again, head on over there after the show. And if that wasn't enough of a reason to visit Section 86 this week, yours truly can also be heard on the new podcast episodes of Howard Fox's The Bootleg Asylum Radio Show, which was posted on Monday, and Blake Clayton's It Burns When I Pee, which will be posted on Friday. That's 6 podcasts for me in 1 week. Hey, I'm starting to feel like the hardest working man in internet radio. Okay, well, maybe not. As always, we have a great show for you tonight. Later on in the show, my new co-host, Mr. X, and I will present a feature on Mudhoney's new album, The Lucky Ones. Before we get to that, however, let's settle into tonight's starting lineup, including The Beatles, The Reverend Horton Heat, Eddie Cochran, and Hank Williams. Leading off tonight's show will be a little classic REM. It is indeed the finest work song, here on The Hank and Chain Show.
Finest hour. Your finest hour. know I need someone. Help! When I was younger, so much younger than today, I never needed anybody's help in any way.
I'm gonna raise a holler about a working old summer just to try to earn a dollar. Yeah, the time I call my baby, try to get a date. My boss says,
no dice, son, you gotta work late.
Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do, but there ain't no cure for the summertime blues. Well, my mom and papa told me, son, you gotta make some money. Now, if you wanna use the car to go riding next Sunday. Oh, well, I didn't go to work, told the boss I was sick.
Now, you can't use the car cause you didn't work or live.
Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do, but there ain't no cure for the summertime blues. Take 2 weeks, gonna have a fine vacation. I'm gonna take my problem to the United Nations. Well, I called my congressman and he said, quote,
I'd like to help you, son, but you're too young to vote.
Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do, but there ain't no cure for the summertime blues.
I tried to, but I couldn't wait. And now I've got another date, so I won't be home no more. You're just in time to miss the boat, so don't take off your hat and coat. Be on your way, that's all she wrote, 'cause I won't be home no more. I stood around a month or two and waited for your call. Pitch and woo, so come around next fall. I scratched your name right off my slate and hung a sign on my front gate. You're just in time to be too late, and I won't be home no more. Change your tune, go tell your troubles to the moon, and call around next May or June, 'cause I won't be home no more. I used to be the patient kind, believed each alibi, but that's all done, I've changed my mind, I've got new fish to fry. Well, you just in time to celebrate the things you didn't calculate. You're just in time to be too late, and I won't be home no more.
Hey, how y'all doing? I'm going to interrupt the music here for a quick minute. I'm one more name here at FlapDaddy.com. Most people know me as Howard, or H for short. I'm host of the Bootleg Asylum Radio Show every Friday night from 12 a.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern Time right here at FlapDaddy.com. Also podcasted at Section86.com on Tuesdays. My show mixes classic rock, hard rock, metal, country, blues, alternative folk music, and I throw in some comedy when I can. My show also features a 30 to 40 minute bootleg artist set of music, as well as an album, MySpace, and sometimes a retro band review with Jared Morningstar. Jared and I have been doing these reviews for close to a year now, and I want to take this quick minute here to welcome Jared's own show into the mix here at flapdaddy.com. This show is called The Hank and Chain Show, and it's a welcome addition to both websites, and we all wish him the very best. So check out Jared on my Bootleg Asylum radio show reviewing albums with me every Friday night from 12 a.m. to 3 a.m. Eastern Time right here at flapdaddy.com. Or check out my podcast twice a month at section86.com. My Bootleg Asylum radio show is now available on iTunes as well. So if you can't catch the live Friday night show here at flapdaddy.com, you can have them automatically downloaded to your computer or to your MP3 device from either section86.com or from iTunes. And thanks for supporting these kinds of internet radio shows. It's all about the music. But right now, let's get back to the Hank and Chain Show right here at flapdaddy.com.
The old days are gone. And time goes so fast. Like the cars of a train, watch them go past. Ooh, but the feeling's still here. And it won't leave me be. I didn't waste no time.
Kinda looks like tempest storming. She can dance like a little Egypt. She works down at the snake farm. Snake farm, it just sounds nasty. Snake farm, pretty much is snake farm. It's a reptile house. Snake farm. Sense of humor. She got a tattoo down her arm. It's of a python eating a little mouse, wearing a sailor hat that says snake farm. Snake farm, it just sounds nasty. Snake farm, pretty much is snake farm. It's a reptile house. Snake farm. Ugh. She works there. She says, well, it's got its charm. There's nothing to do in the winter. Now and then some kid gets bit at the snake farm. Snake farm, it just sounds nasty. Snake farm, it pretty much is. Snake farm, it's a reptile house. Snake farm. From Wales, that's called the Alarm. She said she cried when they broke up. She still plays the records at the snake farm. Snake farm, it just sounds nasty. Snake farm, pretty much is. Snake farm, it's a reptile house. Snake farm. Sometimes Ramona calls me up and says, come on down here, it's getting warm. She runs everybody off and we, you know, at the snake farm. Snake farm, it just sounds nasty. Snake farm, it pretty much is. Snake farm, it's a reptile house. Snake farm. Snake farm, it just sounds nasty. Snake farm, it pretty much is. Snake farm. It's a reptile house. Snake farm.
Welcome back to the Hank and Chains Show here on FlapDaddy.com. And where would you rather be than right here, listening to great music from the likes of William Elliott Whitmore, Social Distortion, and Ray Willie Hubbard? Outside in the summer July night heat, becoming lunch for the mosquitoes? That's right, I thought not. Anyways, as I said, it's been an interesting week in sports, and a sad week for old ballparks. Yankee Stadium, the house that Ruth built, held its last major hurrah last night in the form of this year's All-Star Game. Yeah, I know, the Yankees could make it to the World Series and give the stadium a send-off it deserves, but they won't. And last Wednesday, Old Tiger Stadium, on the corner of Michigan and Trumbull in Detroit, started to come down as well. I guess there is a group still out there trying to raise money to save at least part of the stadium and turn it into a museum, but they're running out of time. August 1st is the new deadline. I'm pretty distraught about this. I know the city of Detroit and the Tigers organization have really let the stadium decay over the past few years, and they couldn't just let it stand there and rot. Still, it always sucks to see sports shrines like Yankee Stadium and Tiger Stadium just disappear. But the news hasn't all been sad. As reported last week, Brett Favre is not only considering a return to football, he has just asked the Packers for his release. Green Bay apparently thinks that Aaron hasn't ever made it through an entire game without an injury. Rodgers is the future, and because of that, they say that if Favre returns to the Pack, it will be as a backup, which has led number 4 to ask for his walking papers. Oh goody, summertime sports drama. This should prove to be interesting. Just one thing, Brett, please, please consider coming to the Lions. Yeah, I know, we're not winning a championship anytime soon, but we have a solid receiving core. And frankly, I just want to know what it would be like to see a real quarterback run the Lions' offense. Sure, you aren't what you used to be, but hey, you could be 60 and still outperform John Kitna. Before we get to our album feature on Mudhoney's The Lucky Ones, let's get dark for a bit with our favorite band, the Sons of Perdition, Porter Wagoner and the Gutter Twins, here on the Hank and Chain Show.
South where Sherman had Atlanta all a-burning, that his only son was shot and stabbed and killed. And to avoid a lynching for having gone lynching, that surgeon took a post out on that bloody battlefield. Well, he's hacking and he's sawing and his chisel's hauling on through the grit and through the grime and through the groove. He's whistling and he's grinning and his eyes are both spinning and his skull is burning coldly like the moon. Well, nobody knew how that surgeon's madness grew like a fungus in the absence of the sun. How he pieced together limbs and how he paid unholy hymns like his ancient shaman master once had done. Sawing and his chisel's all a-gnawing through the grit and through the grime and through the groove. And he's whistling and he's grinning and his eyes are both a-spinning and his skull is burning coldly like the moon.
building tall with a stone wall around. There's a rubber room. When a man sees things and hears sounds that's not there, he's headed for the rubber room. Illusions in a twisted mind to save from self-destruction. It's the rubber room where a man can run into the wall till his strength makes him fall and lie still and wait for help in the rubber room. From his blurry vision of doom, a cycle in the rubber room. The man in the room right next to mine screams a woman's name, hits the wall in vain. He's in the rubber room. I hear footsteps pounding on the floor. God, I hope they don't stop at my door. I'm in the rubber room. Now they come to get me, but they find I'm a screaming pretty words, trying to make them rhyme. I'm in the rubber room.
Make your
Okay, it's time for our album feature on Mudhoney's new record, The Lucky Ones. And to help us out will be our new co-host. Welcome to the show, Mr. X.
Hello, people. It is my pleasure to save this pitiful little show. No need to thank me, Morningstar.
Yeah, well, it's good to have you here again. I heard you somehow managed to sneak into my broadcast last week at the end of the show.
That's right, I did.
You know, I don't think the people at FlapDaddy.com appreciated that much.
Well, you better get used to it. That's what I do. I'm pure evil. Ha ha ha!
Okay, pure.
Ha ha!
Pure.
Ha!
Just chill out a minute, man. I don't think running radio interference makes you pure evil.
You know nothing. I am cold-hearted. I'm mean. I'm nasty. I cause chaos. And I am a Republican. Ha ha ha!
I don't think being a Republican makes you evil, X. I think that just makes you misguided.
Whatever. Let's do what we're supposed to do and get to the music.
Yeah, good idea. The Lucky Ones, released on Sub Pop Records, is Mudhoney's 8th studio album over 2 decades. They were grunge before grunge made it big, and when grunge did make it to the mainstream, Mudhoney never made it to the party. They've never compromised their raw signature sound, and The Lucky Ones is no exception. It was recorded in only little over 3 days, and every song hits hard. It could have easily been a sister album to Super Fuzz Big Muff, the band's first major release in the 1980s.
Loud and Hard, I'm Ready.
The first 3 songs, I'm Now, Inside Out Over You, and the title track all deal with self-reflection, whether it's about a relationship or simply the band's place in the world. Grunge at its best, here on the Hank and Chain Show.
Was my baby. up beside me. I could tell it was you. You trigger something inside me that makes me come untrue. A geological shift, if you get my drift. I'm feeling unstable, 'cause I'm unable to get you to stare.
Inside out over you.
Welcome back to the Hank and Chain Show, and hope you've been enjoying our album feature of Mudhoney's The Lucky Ones.
This is great stuff so far, Morningstar. The album is fast, hard, and rough. A lot like the diabolical Mr. X. Ha ha ha!
Hey man, just curious, why did you choose that name anyway?
What do you mean?
The letter X seems like it's been way overdone. Gets to the point where it's not effective, you know?
That's what you think. My name isn't just the letter X. It's spelled E-X.
Oh, yeah? You mean like as an ex-girlfriend or something?
No, you moron. E-X as an executioner. E-X as an excommunication. Ha ha ha!
You were excommunicated?
Yes. The nun at my local church didn't like me, so she excommunicated me.
I don't think nuns can excommunicate someone, X.
Whatever, Morningstar.
Tell you what, let's just take a look at the next three songs, which are all emotional reactions. Next Time has the lyrics of a love song, but the music lets listeners know that this is more about lust than love. And The Shimmering Light reveals how fragile a person's hope can be. And then finally, The Open Mind is an angry statement against the evils of the world. All right, it's time to be moved.
Oh, keep mine closed.
All right, we're back. And we're halfway through our feature on Mudhoney's new album, The Lucky Ones. We'll get back to our next three songs in a minute. But first, X, I think I have a solution to your name problem.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Why not just spell it out? You know, like E-C-K-S or something.
That doesn't sound very evil.
Well, I don't think cliches sound very evil either, man.
Ha ha ha! Very funny, Morningstar. Fine, I'll spell it E-C-K-S.
I trust you're still enjoying this album?
Oh yes. Very intense. It makes me want to go steal from the candy, jewelry store. Yeah, that's right.
Well, the next three songs raise the intensity even more. Tracks 7 and 9, What Is This Thing and Tales of Terror, represent a man on the verge of insanity, and they sandwich a song called Running Out With You, which finds a man desperate to have the love of a girl while they await an unknown doom.
Excellent. Insanity and doom awaits every single one of you here on the Hank and Chain Show. Ha ha ha!
Just won't
Hank and Change Show, and hope everyone is feeling as evil as I am, thanks to our album feature this week on Mudhoney's The Lucky Ones.
This is the kind of music that Mudhoney does best, and they've been doing it for a long time. Mark Arm was a member of the founding fathers of grunge, Green River, before founding Mudhoney, along with another member of Green River, guitarist Steve Turner. Dan Peters has always been a monster on the drums, and even though he's only been with the band a short time compared with the others, bassist Guy Madison fits in perfectly with the rest of the group.
Indeed. I'm going directly to Amazon.com after the show to order some of their albums.
Well, hopefully several of our listeners will join you in that regard, X. Now, let's get ready for our last two songs, which deal with an interesting topic for Mudhoney, love.
Love? I don't want to hear any love songs. I could go to my mom's house if I wanted to hear that sap.
X, you have some issues, man. Anyway, I don't think you have to worry about hearing sap. Both of the songs have the same intensity and raw rock sound as the other tracks from the album. We Are Rising seems to deal with more of a spiritual love, while New Meaning is a straight-up ode to a lover. We're doing it Mudhoney style, right here on FlapDaddy.com.
Ah,
You're listening to the Hank and Chain Show here on FlapDaddy.com. Hope you have enjoyed our album feature on Mudhoney's The Lucky Ones. Thanks for joining this week, X.
That's Mr. X to you, Morningstar. And yes, it's been great. I am off to buy a copy of The Lucky Ones right now, and I will be back next week. Ha ha ha!
Sounds good, man. And next week we will be doing an artist feature on the father of country music, Jimmy Rogers. Hope you will all tune in next week for that. It certainly will not be a show that you'll want to miss. Right now, though, let's get to our fourth quarter, and we'll start off with another band that shared the same rock and roll philosophy as Mudhoney, Raw, Uncensored, and Loud. Here is The Clash with Tommy Gunn, punk as it was meant to be, here on The Hank and Chain Show.
Change. There goes the last DJ who plays what he wants to play and says what he wants to say. Hey, hey, hey. And there goes your freedom of choice. There goes the last human voice. And there goes the last DJ. Some folks say they're gonna hang him so high, cause you just can't do what he did. There's some things you just can't put in the minds of those kids. As we celebrate mediocrity, all the boys upstairs wanna see how much you'll pay for what you used to get for free. There goes the last DJ who plays what he wants to play and says what he wants to say. Hey, hey, hey. And there goes your freedom of choice. And there goes the last human voice. And there goes the last DJ. Sometimes it'll kinda come in, and I'll bust a move and remember how it was back then. And there goes the last DJ who plays what he wants to play and says what he wants to say. Hey, hey, hey. And there goes your freedom of choice. There goes the DJ.
I just had to think about you. A podunk town can better than this. I mean, I don't want much. I've never even had a new car. I stopped at a red light today and I saw about a 16-year-old kid driving a $50,000 Lexus SUV, and I just gotta think, what am I doing wrong here? Well, it's a good thing I like beans, and I do like beans. I'll just take a little piece of that pie right there.
And we're halfway through another excellent fourth quarter here on the Hank and Chain Show, with tunes from Tom Petty, Ringo Starr, Clutch, and Gary Bennett. We are well on our way to another outstanding finish. Before we get back to the music, here is a reminder that the new episode of It Burns When I Pee will be available on section86.com on Friday, so be sure to be a pal and head over there and download it. Here is a message from the show's host and our good buddy, Blake Clayton.
My name is Meat Rod, and today I'm here to offer you a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
Hey, y'all, it's Blake Clayton here, host of It Burns When I Pee. Come join us in the revolution against corporate Nashville. In each episode, we play tons of real country music. We interview the artists that are keeping country music alive. We have plenty of laughs along the way. It Burns When I Pee at section86.com. We're taking a dump on the lawn of corporate Nashville.
Hey, this is Spice Boy from the Bubba the Love Sponge Show, and you're listening to It Burns When I Pee, kicking pop country in the balls. Love it, guys. Take care.
All day. My only goal
was a good pot of tea. I drank two cups for my headache and me. I'd like to wake you, but I know you need rest. So keeping my distance seems to work best. Wildflower, I've tried to sustain. As I open my window, I'm hoping for rain. We better just leave it alone. We better just leave it alone. We better just leave it alone. 'Cause we're digging a hole. We're digging a hole. Yeah, we're digging a hole. Big enough to bury us both. Well, the sun in the yard is beginning to fade. Put in the brakes on the plans that we made. It's all chipping, got to get out fast. I'm a lonesome pilgrim waiting for that trumpet blast. We better just leave it alone. We better just leave it alone. We better just leave it alone. 'Cause we're digging.
Johnny, what do you want, Johnny? One bourbon, got that one bill. Well, my baby, she gone, she been gone tonight. I ain't seen my baby since night of whole day. I wanna get drunk, get her off of my mind. The one bourbon, one scotch, one bill. And I sat there, getting high, stoned, knocked out. By that time, I looked on the wall at the old clock again. And by that time, was a quarter to two. The last call for alcohol. I said, hey, Mr. Bartender, what do you want? Well, one bourbon, one scotch, and one beer.
Final seconds are ticking away on this week's episode of the Hank and Chain Show, but we finished the show strong with great songs from Elvis Costello, Mark Huff, John Lee Hooker, and Marty Robbins. Remember to head over to section86.com after the show to listen to any of our past episodes, and if you would like to hear this episode again, it'll be posted on the site Monday afternoon. Of course, we also hope you remember to tune in every Wednesday night here on The Hank and Chain Show from 9 to 11 Eastern Time, right here on FlapDaddy.com. With an artist feature on Jimmy Rogers next week, you won't want to be anywhere else. Feel free to send any comments about the show to TheHankAndChainsShow@gmail.com and look us up on MySpace at www.myspace.com/TheHankAndChainsShow. We're going to sign out tonight with Nirvana. The following is a demo version of a Vaseline song they often covered called Jesus Doesn't Want Me for a Sunbeam. Thanks again, everybody, for listening. For FlapDaddy.com and The Hank and Shane Show, this is Jared Morningstar signing out. Good night.
Expect me to cry for all the reasons you have to die. Don't ever ask your love of me.
Tonight, I'm drunk. I'm on you.